Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cobras and Fire is proud to present Slobber Knockers, a show where three fans get off the couch and on the mic to talk all things NFL football. Plus, we make our own picks for this week's games every week. Featuring your hosts from the Talk To Me podcast, Joshua Toomey, from the Disciples of the Watch podcast, Gene Vogel, and me, Baco. There it is. Welcome to Slobber Knockers,
the Woo! Show. Football! Come on, guys!
Yeah!
Football!
Touchdown!
The show where three clowns get off the couch and on the mic and pretend to be experts on football. We'll get to that really quick, but
there's
man.
There's no pretending. Did you see how I went last week with my only two losses? Huh?
Oh. If we're going to get there, we're going to talk about the week before you did, too. So.
Yes.
But,
get in my picks the week before. Thank you very much.
Let's stick away from the negativity. Hey, we have them on audio, so I know damn well what your picks is. I had to go back and listen to it and do the math.
I thought it was three.
So, 6-8 it was your week two magic, if you want to get too cocky. But let's not get into the negativity, man. Wins around the board. Fucking Vikes pull out a last-second touchdown to take down the Motor City Kitties. And, boy, the Titans made it closer than they needed to. But Travis Henry, right? Jesus Christ, why am I fucking...
Henry hasn't played for the Titans
yes,
in 20
what's the,
years. Buddy.
God, Derrick Henry. What did Derrick Henry have? I thought like 100 yards rushing and receiving in the first half.
No, but it was close. I think he probably had 100 yards receiving and rushing total.
Okay.
But he almost had it reached his... he's not known as a back out of the backfield catching the ball. So,
no, that's
you know,
what
he
was...
does. He does have some stones for hands, but he looked.
Oh, Venus de Milo. Oh, what?
Oh. No clue what that was.
Okay,
never that seen. Was interesting.
All right, but yeah, he normally has stones for hands, but yes, in this last game, he showed some prowess. Looked like one of those nice third down backs, one of the scat backs.
Scat back, yeah. So, well, cheers, gentlemen. We're back. We're all back. We're on the path to meet each other in the Super Bowl. So everything has been corrected. The universe is good again. Gene, how are you this fine evening?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. Yeah, it's nice to have a win. It was a tough one, though, for us, man. We didn't make it look easy by any means. And I know it's a division game, and those can be tough, but either the Detroit Lions are better than I expected them to be, and I guess that's part of it, too. But I don't think we played to our talents either.
Not very much. But you know what? You can't have a come-from-behind win without being behind. So, Skol Vikes, baby. Yeah, we got to do this. Cool.
Oh, yeah, we got to get the hands up there.
All right. Well, today let's update the listeners now. We haven't done a great job at this on where we actually are in the standings with our picks. So amongst the three of us, I am bringing in the tail end of this nonsense. I'm not doing that good, guys. And frankly, I'm all chagrin about it. I am a solid. Oh, my God. Looking at this number again, it's a 20-27. Now the one thing that's helping me out here is that I'm not doing much worse than anybody else. Not much worse. Gene, you are right ahead of me at 24-23. Toomey, you have a 27-22 record. Here's where it gets kind of messy though. The listeners, the featured picker each week is in first place against all three of us, 28-19, one game ahead of Toomey. And frankly, Toomey, you needed what, a 14-2 week just to get it to where you were. I mean,
nice.
We got to step it up, gentlemen. But by the way, congrats to Toomey. I think that might be the best week of any picker overall. I haven't really done too much research on that. The way the thing scores it is a little goofy, but well done, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The one for Sinzak's loser Chiefs beating the lowly Colts, man, or getting beat by the lowly Colts, man. What the hell?
That was embarrassing.
That was surprising, man. I didn't even know. I didn't get the details on it, but did Matt Ryan wake up finally, or what's going on there?
The only thing I really saw was they were down 17-13, the Colts were, and it was a third down or a fourth down, and one of the dudes from the Chiefs said something egregious enough that it was flagged as a taunting, and they got a 15-yard penalty and then went down and scored the game-winning touchdown. So they were about to have to give the ball back, and somebody on those lovely Chiefs must have said something very nice to Matt Ryan, and just enough to where they threw a flag. So it had to be something pretty egregious and kept them alive in the game.
So what I'm hearing is that the Chiefs cheated and they paid the price.
The Chiefs, you know, low class, you know. I would like to shout out my former Diablos in Podcastica co-host, Ian Wadley, known Raiders fan.
Yeah.
He just sent me a text at the end of the game. No smack talk prior to the game. I honestly forgot to even say anything to him. He just texted me as the Titans win. Love you. Fuck you.
Yeah. I do have that rule. If you're not going to talk shit to me before the game, don't talk shit when you win. So that was very kind of you that you actually waited for him to kind of check in with you. So now
I was very busy.
On the overall listener board, first place, there's a tie. We have Kenneth Roy and Andy Hechtel at 28-19. Andy is a coworker of mine. Of course, we all know Kenneth Roy, a listener of pretty much every podcast on the planet, as far as I can tell.
Are we sure it's not Kenneth Waugh?
Waugh? Ooh, I'm not. No. Ken, why don't you clear that up? And frankly, oh my God, you get down to where I'm at 16 out of the group here. Below me is all people who haven't made all their picks. They've got to check in. Now, the way it actually ranks it is not necessarily by that. It seems to be by total points correct or something like that. But things don't look good for Baco either way. So I got to step it up, guys. I'm just going to pick whatever Toomey picks this week. Okay.
Good talk.
There were not a lot of really new notable things this week. There's a hurricane coming, so maybe they're going to move the Buccaneers. Who are they playing? They're playing the Chiefs game to Minneapolis. But based on the weather report I just saw, they're going to play it there. It'll be fine.
Is Minneapolis like a destination for these, like, you know, rescheduled games? I feel like I've heard that before.
I think, no, we're usually the team getting rescheduled because the roof collapsed during a snowstorm.
That's still one of the best videos I've ever seen.
It's amazing.
That roof just caving in.
Thank God for high def. That was just beautiful. Oh, God.
Majestic.
Well, all right. Well, then, fuck it. Let's get into the picks, boys.
Let's do it.
All right, so kicking things off on Thursday night, the Miami Dolphins are heading to Cincinnati. I think, is Miami the only undefeated team left in the league?
Philadelphia.
Probably a reason I want to forget that one. Well, let's start with you, Toomey. You have honors with the dominant week, and I have to copy your picks anyway, so.
Cincinnati at home, they're going to be wearing those crisp all-white jerseys with the all-white, black-and-white helmet, you know, looking sweet. And they're going to be crying in those helmets after they lose to the Miami Dolphins.
You're a believer, huh?
Fins up, baby. Fins up.
Fins up. All right, what about you, Gene? What do we got?
You know, after 3 weeks of just doing what they do, this season, at least, what they do, I should say. Let me clarify that. I'm not saying they have a good history for the past few seasons. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. I know they're going on the road, but it's going to be hard to pick against them after what they've been doing. This may be their downfall. This may be them going picking that first loss, but I hope not because I'm picking them to win.
Hmm. Yeah, well, maybe this is a harbinger of the reason why my picks are going the way they are this year. But I don't think it's that hard. No, I'm picking against them. I think Tua is a little banged up. Their coach is a dork. And Cincinnati, at some point, Joe Burrow's got to step up and put a big game together with Ja'Marr Chase. I see Cincinnati pulling this out. Miami gets their first loss of the season. All right, next up, we have Cleveland flying into Atlanta. Basically, Cleveland coming off of a pretty decent win. They're actually surprising me a little bit this season, considering the whole situation with Deshaun Watson and that stuff. They really don't have a solid quarterback. So they go to Atlanta with a 2-1 record. Gene, what do you think?
Well, this may change before Sunday, but I'm going to pick Cleveland Browns to win this one.
Okay, well, thanks for the commentary there. I'm taking Cleveland on this one. I think it might be close. So Atlanta's actually looked respectable in every game, and maybe Marcus Mariota can pick this one up. But I'm going to go with the crowd. The 79% are picking the Browns, and I'm in that group. Toomey.
I think it's a clean sweep for the Cleveland Browns, so that probably means the Atlanta Falcons will win this one. But hopefully Myles Garrett's going to be okay from this car accident that he was in.
Oh, right, yeah.
And did you see the reason behind the car accident? I guess he was swerving to miss an animal and flipped his car multiple times. So
swerving at 140 miles an hour? I mean, was it an icy road? Was it raining? It was a Lamborghini. I saw the car, and it's amazing that he's even, like, talked about it. Like, hey, he'll probably be okay.
Probably a turtle or something, you know, in the middle of the road.
All right. Thanks for throwing that in there, though, man. All right, we got the Washington Commanders going to Dallas. Dallas, surprisingly, at 2-1. They've done okay without Dak Prescott, surprisingly. But the Commanders are just such a fucking shit show. So I'm picking the Commanders.
You know, I've honestly picked the Commanders, too, because I just don't think Dallas can continue with this Cooper Rush fella. I just don't see it happening. I mean, I guess Carson Wentz isn't any better. He's still should be a career backup after this season. But I just have a feeling. Hell, where'd Gene go? We lost Gene. I picked the Commanders on this one myself.
Right on.
Me, Gene is back.
All right.
The fuck? Did I lose you or did you guys lose me? What happened there?
We're not sure.
You didn't lose each other, did you?
We're never going to lose each other.
Amen to that.
Washington at Dallas. Who you got?
There we go. Got to go with Dallas.
You're the one. Six. Yeah, so that splits it, you know, so.
Uh-huh. Wait, what did Toomey pick? Maybe I need to change mine.
I both picked
the Commanders.
Yeah, we both did.
Oh, wow. Interesting. All right, yeah, I'll stay with Dallas. I need to make up some points here.
I'm with you. Maybe I should be switching. I got to catch up to somebody.
I'll switch on Sunday morning.
Yeah, okay. That's how Toomey's doing so well. Actually, that's how Gene's beating me. You know that fucker is just right before kickoff catching the latest news. So. All right. Up next, we got Seattle going to Detroit. Detroit coming off kind of a tough loss. This one's kind of a rough pick for me because this is the kind of thing that happens to Detroit. They look kind of respectable. They're tight in games. They have a game that they should win, taken away from them, and then the rest of the season is a fucking gong show. So, Gene, who you got? I'm sorry, Toomey. Toomey, who you got? Oh, no, I had it right. Gene, who you got?
Well, I'm going with Detroit, and yeah, that is with a heavy heart that I say that, because for exactly the same that those reasons that you gave are reasons that I do not want to pick them. However, this doesn't feel like the same Detroit Lions. They'll find a way to lose like they did this previous Sunday here, But then there's times where they just come out and surprise you. And they should take this game, especially after the heartbreak in Minnesota. I think that Detroit's going to take this one.
Toomey?
I will say I'm going with Gene on this one. I think the Lions are a little bit more respectable this year than most years, and Seattle is just a shit show up there. And I know this is a battle of your two favorite teams, so yeah, I'm going to pick the NFC North. I don't know, Titans, the Detroit Lions.
I'm picking Detroit as well. My concern, though, I got to tell you, the last 8 minutes of that game, the coaching, all of a sudden the coach forgot to coach. And he's like, you know what, let's go for this 56-yard field goal. He's only missed three of them today.
It's getting play all over the radio. People are just like, what the hell happened? Why would you do that?
Every other option was better, in my opinion. So, yeah. Punt, go for it. I don't know.
Something, yeah.
So that's why I'm a little true, but I kind of agree with you guys. It does seem like Detroit, I mean, pretty solid team. The defense looks really good. Actually, the defense looked horrible up until our game. And they actually were pretty solid, except for that one cornerback kept getting, they got like five illegal hands, illegal touchdown field or something like that. Whatever. Anyway, we're all going Detroit. Let's move on to the next game. Chicago going to New York. Now, the Giants. What the fuck? They should be 3-0. You know, they should have beat Dallas last night. But the Bears, just as surprising. How are the fuck these two teams 2-1? Toomey, what do you got here?
I'm going to go with the monsters of the Midway, the Chicago Bears going into New York. I have absolutely no reason to pick either team on this one. I'm just going to go with the Bears.
Imagine if this was like a Monday Night Football matchup. This is like my worst. Like this is this. I guarantee this game is because the Vikings play at 8 a.m. This will be the fucking noon game on one of my two channels because this is so goddamn boring and pointless. And both teams are always on. With that, I'm picking New York. What about you? What about you, Gene?
Boy, it was a coin flip. And it was kind of a coin flip, but I was leaning towards the home team. However, there is a chance of rain, which we know the Chicago Bears, if they're playing in the rain, they've got a good chance of taking the game. But I'm going to stick with the home team. I don't know if I can put my faith in the weather at this point or Chicago's ability to play and exceed in that weather. I'm going to stick with New York.
Yeah, okay, that's probably a smart call. All right, next we got Jacksonville going to Philly. Philly is undefeated. Gene, what do you got?
You got to go with Philly. Come on. I mean, as much as it'd be cool to see Jacksonville knock them off that perch, so to speak, they're the Eagles. I don't think it's going to happen, especially in Philadelphia.
Jimmy?
I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are the sneaky pick of the season, and they just blasted the Chargers 38-10. They've got a good head coach, a good quarterback, a good running back, decent defense. I think that Jacksonville, this is going to be my sleeper pick on this one. I think they go into Philadelphia and get it done.
I agree with everything he just said, and I'm picking Philly. All right, my New York Jets are heading to Pittsburgh. They're just taking the train. They're not going to bother flying. They're going to harden it up a little bit there. And I don't know, both teams are 1-2. Toomey, what do you got here?
I'm going to take the hometown team on this one, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that even though both teams are kind of in some sort of weird turmoil, I do believe that the Steelers organization as a whole is a little bit better than whatever the shit show in New York is. So I think institutional stabilization wins on this one, Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think the Jets, you know, you talked about comparing teams and stuff like that. To me, they're the Lions of the AFC. They're the ones that consistently, they get these kind of tough-nosed coaches. They show a little glimmer of hope and then absolutely nothing. neither team has really done anything in my lifetime for the most part, going back to the 80s anyway. I mean, Joe Klecko is not coming off the bench to help these guys out, man.
Wayne Krabet coming out of the tunnel.
Wayne Krabet. There's a name. Boy. How did he end up never playing for the Patriots? Bill Belichick loves those 5'9 white guy wide receivers. Hey, I wanted to bring some up during the Detroit talk, just kicking back to that. Who's their rookie defensive end? Aiden Hutchinson, is that his name? The guy from Michigan?
Yeah.
Had like 3 sacks week before. Another white guy, defensive end, has a big game. He's already hurt. 2 games into his season, he's already nursing injuries like J.J. Watt. Going back to episode 1, people. All that little rigmarole, I'm picking the Steelers. Gene, to you.
Boy, yeah, you both laid out perfect reasons why you should not pick Detroit. You know, Brett Favre's not coming off the bench to save them. This is going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers in Steeltown taking the win.
Now, I don't know if you're making a joke, but you just called the Jets Detroit, I think. Probably because
okay.
You're like, they're
Freudian
basically...
Freudian slip.
Oh, they are exactly the fucking there, the Detroit Lions. All right, next up we have Buffalo going to the Baltimore Ravens, and Buffalo surprisingly got. At least I was surprised. I thought they were going to take it Miami pretty easily, but I don't know. They got something to prove now. They're going to Baltimore, kind of a tough place to play. Man, I picked Buffalo on this one, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens pull it off. But Buffalo is my pick, Gene.
Yeah, I picked Buffalo as well. They definitely got a rebound after that. Everybody's riding them for to go all the way, and it didn't seem like they were really too set. Unless Miami's a real deal, but going into Baltimore, like you said, that's a tough one. But the edge goes to the Bills for me, and I think they have it talent-wise, and I think they're going to be looking to pick up that momentum again. So Buffalo.
You guys laid out good cases there that made me want to change my pick, so I went with the Baltimore Ravens. playing at home, good defense, and Buffalo's a little banged up at this time. Lamar's playing for a contract, and if he does well at this game, then that adds a few more millions to next year's contract. So I will go with the home team here with the Baltimore Ravens.
Bring it home, Pookie. All right. The Los Angeles Chargers going to Houston. Now, Justin Herbert didn't look too good against Jacksonville. He's hurt. And, Houston keeps... I keep wanting to pick Houston. I think they're going to be a little better than they are, but they are... I'm going to kick it to Gene.
You know, this is one of those... It almost feels like a trap game because, you know, Los Angeles, obviously they got a rebound, and if Herbert is doing better than he was last week... I don't know how bad that rib thing is that he's got going home, but it definitely has an effect, unless they just got smoked, overcoached, overplayed on that last one. I didn't catch all of it, but, you know, Houston's, anytime you have a team without a win, either they're fighting to get that first win or they're just waiting to make their reservations for their golfing trips at the end of the season.
It's a little early for that.
I'm gonna go with Los Angeles. I just don't think I can give it to Houston yet to get that win.
Yeah, Houston is a garbage franchise, and and so we will be going with the Los Angeles Chargers on this one.
I did hear that. Yeah, you know, Tyrod Taylor just recently filed a suit against the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, Justin Herbert got his first start because the team doctor basically punctured Tyrod Taylor's lung and collapsed
right.
It. I heard that the injury that Justin Herbert got required the same shot. And if I would have been him, I'm like, you know, let me go see my own doctor on this one if that's okay, guys. But, I can't. I'm done with the Houston Texans until they show me something. The Chargers have to have enough to pull this one out. All right, then we got Arizona going to Carolina. Toomey, what do you got here?
You know, I keep picking the Carolina Panthers. I'm on the Baker train. And I just, there's something about Kyler Murray I just cannot stand. And the Arizona Cardinals just as a whole. So I'm on the Baker train. Let's go Carolina Panthers on this one.
Man... I'm with you. Kyler just kind of rubbed. I don't like his game. That's not the kind of football I like to watch, even though I'm sure if he was playing for the Vikings and those positive effects were happening, I would quickly have a different opinion of it. But just generally speaking, something about him, it's not there for me. Baker's kind of a punk too, but more of I don't know. For some reason, I kind of dig it. I want to see him in a commercial more than Kyler, I guess. But I'm picking Arizona. They're gonna come on. Carolina's just been a mess so far. What about you, Gene?
Yeah, both teams are kind of a mess, and that's why this is a tough pick. I'm leaning towards the home team though. As much as I want to pick Arizona, I'm gonna stick with the Panthers in my pick. I'm going with Panthers.
All right, good enough. And then we have the New England Patriots going to Green Bay. Now, Mac Jones is supposedly hurt on this one. And they've already said he's going to miss like 3 to 4 weeks or something like that. So I don't know. The weird thing is that like I've watched the Patriots with him like three or four games, and I don't remember a single play he made. The Packers are going to take this one. Gene?
Yeah, I was a little concerned. I saw that. I'm like, how is Tom Brady playing Aaron Rodgers again? And that's right. He doesn't play for New England.
So, okay. Hey, I should mention the betting line on this. I think the Packers are plus 10. So.
Oh, jeez. Well, I'm not going to go against Green Bay on this one, especially the way that New England has been playing lately. Past, I don't know, two seasons or so, three seasons. Or whenever they lost their quarterback, whatever that guy's name was. This is going to be Green Bay's game to lose, and they should not lose it.
Toby?
Yeah, this is a clean sweep on this one. Bump, bump, ba da ba ba. Go, Pack, go, whatever they say.
Dear God.
Yeah, this is definitely a Packers victory here.
That's for you, Aaron Kamara. All right, AFC West matchup, the Denver Broncos against the Las Vegas Raiders. What about you, Gene, here? What do you got?
Oh, boy, this is another one of those tough ones because Broncos almost seem like they might be turning things around, but it's going into somewhere else, and I'm not sure if they can take that on the road. This is tough. I'm thinking Los Angeles is going to get their first win, and I may have just doomed them. Las Vegas, thank you. Las Vegas, I'm going to go with Las Vegas because I need to make up some points, and I'm hoping they can pull it off and get their first win.
Jimmy?
This is a strange one because the Raiders are 0-3, Broncos 2-1, but the public has 61% going with Las Vegas on this one. I guess that's because your boy Nathaniel Hackett out there that you love so much and his
coach.
Did you see that he hired another coach to help him with in-game decisions? and
brilliant. Yeah, I think that was a management decision. So, Nate, we're going to bring this guy in. He's going to help you with things like whether or not to take a timeout.
It's tough. I just watched the Raiders play. I haven't, it seems like every weekend so far I've had something going on and I haven't been able to just like truly veg out and watch all the teams play.
I know, right?
But from what I can see, the Raiders aren't terrible. Man, I think I'm going to have to go with I'm going with the Raiders on this. I don't see them starting going forward.
I'm curious what the home field advantage in Las Vegas is because I always thought it was kind of brilliant, but I'm at the same time I'm not really in favor of it. Well, putting professional teams there because like it's a destination now, because it's a cheap vacation getaway as it is.
Yeah.
And now you throw in like, I can go watch a Vikings game and then I can spend 3 days in Vegas. You know what I mean? So with that said, I do think Las Vegas gets their first win. The Raiders pull it out here.
Raiders.
The Broncos are whatever. I got the Broncos. They're just a mess. I'm sorry, fucking Tom Cunningham, but you hired the wrong coach. And look, it's a long season, but he's really like you said to me. Not surprised that they're putting training wheels on him. We gotta help you out. So,
I think that home field advantage is you distract the incoming team, the visitors, with the strip clubs and such, and copious amounts of drugs and copious amounts of available alcohol, and you get them just a little bit off their game. So come Sunday morning, they're not feeling the greatest, and there you go, home field advantage.
There you go. All right.
My favorite part of the home field advantage is when the opposing quarterback gets too close to the stands, you just slap them. Give them a good whacking.
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 All right. Next up, we have the Kansas City Chiefs going to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. Possibly, anyway. Weather may derail where they play that, but I'm guessing it's going to be played there. Quick question. Who is the Chiefs quarterback? Is it Steve DeBerg?
I'll check my phone.
I think it's Elvis Gerback.
Anyway, I think Gerbs has enough to beat Tampa. On to you, Gene.
Yeah, there's another one that's... Is this the downfall of the Bucks? It kind of feels like it's that slide, but you just never know. Oh, damn it. I'm going to go Kansas City. I changed my pick. I'm going Kansas City. I'm going with you, Bacco, unless Toomey says otherwise.
He's your boss, huh?
He's got the... after last week.
It's way too early for that, man. That's like week 12 shit, man.
I am definitely going to go with Tom Brady and the Bucks on this one.
Gene Vogel goes for it on fourth down in the first quarter when it's fourth and 15 and he's down by three. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely going that. Yeah, we're definitely going Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks on this one. The Chiefs shown that they just can't handle being good. if you get beat by the Indianapolis Colts, you should just forfeit the season. If somehow 800-year-old Matt Ryan can come into town and beat the Kansas City Chiefs, then 450-year-old Tom Brady can do the same.
That was in Arrowhead?
I don't know. No, it wasn't. It was in Indianapolis.
Oh, God. All right. Good enough. All right. So Monday night, we have Los Angeles, the Rams, going to San Francisco. Just a short drive. I think it's Toomey. You got this one.
This one's a bit lopsided too, with the 82% picking the Rams. I don't know why it would be so lopsided. I think the San Francisco is a reputable team there with the Jimmy G, handsome Jimmy G, quarterback,
porn star fucker.
Yeah, look at him. I mean, he openly dates porn stars. Look, that's how you do it. That's how you live your life, right?
Fuck
there.
Yeah, yeah. Not like Kirk Cousins going to church all the time,
right? So yeah, I'm gonna go with the Jimmy G show over here. Go with the 49ers in this one.
Really? Now, part of the reason might be because Jimmy G just ran out of the end zone on his own volition this last week and got a safety, I believe. But
he did that on purpose.
Okay, whatever. I'm picking the Rams on this one. I think they're starting to figure things out a little bit, but it probably not going to be a blowout. But I am not surprised by the 82%, I guess. So, Gene, what do you got?
This is another one of those tough picks. Because I know San Francisco can sometimes pick it up when they're playing at home. And it's, it's obviously Los Angeles versus, or it's two California teams versus each other. But I'm gonna go with the Rams. I think just talent-wise, obviously they're missing their offensive coordinator, but I'm going to pick them anyways.
All right. Well, now let's get to the two key matchups of the week. We'll start with the Minnesota Vikings heading to London to defeat the New Orleans Saints. I guess I've already just made my pick. And, of course, I absolutely love the idea of getting up at 8. Actually, because I'm tailgating at Gene's house, I have to get up at about 5:30 and drive to Shakopee to get the grill going and everything. So we're ready by kickoff at 8:30 a.m. local time. But, yeah, the Vikings, I think, are going to take care of this game. Jameis Winston is a little banged up, and I think that they don't really have much behind him after that. So, Skol Vikes. Gene, what do you got?
Well, I wish I had as much enthusiasm for this as you do, but I am going to pick the Vikings just because the Saints are a dumpster fire. I understand that, yes, and we do have some bad blood with them, but that was obviously pre-with Our Heavenly Father, is that how I say it, Baco?
You know, I've after hearing it said back to me, I've given up the Our Heavenly Father, yes.
So every time I say it, it twists the knife a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. So keep it coming. I'm all good with it.
Yeah, I hope Our Heavenly Father can pull out the win after the big travel day on the short schedule and all that kind of good stuff.
Schedule?
Let's see
is that your London accent coming in? On the schedule.
The schedule, yes. Boy, yeah, Skol Vikes, let's get a win over the pond, as the kids say.
Now, there's nothing more American than some Vikings going to London,
yes,
to beat some
Amen.
Saints.
Right. You know,
so we need to go over there and take nice. Care of some business, us being the Vikings, and take care of those lowly Saints. And yeah, Jameis is going to Jameis. He's going to throw you guys a few picks. You know, Dalvin Cook's going to get going. Kirk Cousins is going to be throwing the rock all over the field. And yeah, Justin Jefferson, who was on my fantasy team and shit the bed last week, he will get back on track. And
he's got to
do his stupid dance all over the end zone.
The gritty? Oh, come on!
You look like that dude from the Dolphins doing it.
Yeah,
I thought he was having a stroke.
Right. Somebody call Amy.
Maybe I was. All right.
Okay now.
And then to the Tennessee Titans, they head to Indianapolis. I got to figure. I know who you're going to pick to win this one, but Toomey, break this game down and tell us who's going to win.
Oh man, this is going to be an easy one right here, boys. This is going to be. Just the Tennessee Titans class organization taking a trip up I-65, passing by my house, waving as they go by on the team bus, and heading up to Indianapolis to stomp down old Matt, 400,000-year-old Matt Ryan, and Jonathan Taylor, Thomas, and whoever else they have on their team, whatever schlum wide receivers they've pulled off the practice squad pile.
Nice.
And yeah, so the Titans. I mean, this one might be over in the first quarter, guys.
I hope so, because I'm picking the Titans. I already said it. I'm riding the Titan train for the rest of the year. I'm joining my boy Toomey. Yes, we need to go into Indianapolis and win. And it's going to be an easy one. They're going to be overconfident after beating the mighty Kansas City Chiefs. And I can't remember the name of their quarterback. But anyway, so, yeah, I think the overconfidence is going to kill them. Frank Reich is going to do something stupid, and they're going to lose. So, what do you got here, Gene?
Well, you guys had a lot to say there that really convinced me. I'm going to switch my pick. I'm going Tennessee Titans on this one.
Good man.
All right.
Actually, I never had the Colts pick. What am I talking about? Jesus, come on. I can't believe you guys bought that.
You know what's going to happen at the end of this game, though? The Titans will win 35-14, something like 35-13. And the pundits on the national stage will still pick the Colts to win the division, still pick the Colts to win the AFC. Like, they just don't ever back down from this.
No respect.
National Colts love.
Nope, never.
Andrew Luck's not walking through that door, people.
All right. Well, Scott Crouch is our guest picker. I'm just going to run down his picks here. So he's got Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Cowboys, Lions, Colts, Giants, Jaguars, Steelers, Bills, Chargers, Cardinals, Packers, Raiders, Chiefs, and Rams. So thank you very much, Scott Crouch. If you'd like to be one of our pickers, just reach out to any one of us and we'll get it put together at some point. And like I said, the guest pickers are beating us right now, guys, especially me, but everybody's beating me. So anyway, all right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed listening to Slopper Knockers week 4. Holy crap. We're 4 weeks into the football season already. And, other than that, skull motherfuckers.
Tighten up.
Tight. Gene.
Oh, I figured you covered it, buddy.
We all get one.
What side of you did that come out of?
This one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Skol Vikes, let's get a win.
All right, gentlemen.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.